I'm going to describe to you, I'm going to tell you about a birthday party that may or may not be the birthday party of my 80-year-old grandmother.
Okay.
All right. So instead of a dinner, it was a breakfast, you know, because lunch, no one really eats lunch. Dinner's at like 4. So breakfast makes the most sense. Everybody's the most awake. Everyone's medication is kicked in.
And grandmas wake up at like 6, so they're hungry around breakfast time.
Right. So instead of a birthday dinner, it was a birthday breakfast where they served donuts, toast.
Okay.
And cinnamon buns.
Okay.
Okay. There were homemade cupcakes for dessert, of course. There has to be like at the end, you have to sing happy birthday to somebody and, you know, say something and you need something else to go, something sweet to do it with. So homemade cupcakes with big things of icing on it. If you look at the photos of all of this, they were really blurry, like not well taken, almost like somebody that doesn't really know how to work their iPhone or, you know, they shake when they don't have a steady hand. So all the photos are blurry, every single one of them. There was not one clear photo that you could see what things were, but it was, they didn't look professional at all. It looked kind of janky. After breakfast, the guests were treated to a painting class. So everybody got a canvas. Everybody got paints, little brushes. There was an instructor there teaching them how to paint a happy little tree, you know, and they all did the same thing. Everybody made the exact same painting of, I don't know, like an outdoor, I don't even know what it was. It was like a landscape, but everyone did the same landscape. When painting class was over, they all went and sat around the pool. But nobody went in because nobody wanted to get their hair wet. And people who couldn't be there because of COVID or travel or whatever, instead they sent flowers instead. So, of course, there was a photo, a blurry photo of all the flowers that showed up to say, like, you know, happy birthday. Sorry we missed it. That kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Okay. So now what I described just now, that's believable that that could be my 80-year-old grandma and all of her friends, you know, at their age, at living in like one of those 55 and older places, you know, where everyone has their own house, but they all share like a common area, or they share a clubhouse, or they share a pool.
And they want donuts and cinnamon buns and then go paint.
Right. That all sounded very reasonable. Like that, like that's what grandma and her friends did for her birthday yesterday, right? Except it wasn't grandma and her friends. It was Kylie Jenner and her friends.
For her 24th birthday.
That's what Kylie Jenner did for her 24th birthday. She partied like my 80-year-old grandma does. I was reading it. I thought it was like a joke or something. And then I saw the photos. Every one of them was blurry.
The glam squad didn't show up with their cameras and they didn't hire somebody to shoot it.
I mean, she looked great. So I guess the glam squad showed up and did her. But I guess whoever was in charge of taking the photos was either drunk while they were taking them or she didn't care. She took a few and posted,
People sent flowers to Jenner.
Yeah, like the people that couldn't be there.
So there was a bunch of flowers and stuff?
Yeah, there was like a lot of flowers in the number 24. You know, flowers that are pretty beautiful bouquets. That's a thing. You don't really know the Hollywood scene. I don't really know it that well, but when I live there, I will tell you, this was the weird thing. People were really into sending each other flowers. Like big bouquets. It was almost like a competition. Who can send the most expensive bouquet? Who can find? I remember when I was working with Joan Rivers, I was producing her radio show. I had nothing to do with her actual life, but she trusted me. She's like, you know, you're a real New Yorker. What's the place everyone's getting flowers these days? And I said, oh, it's called Bloom. Here's where it is, blah, blah, blah. Give the number to my assistant. I need to send flowers to, and it was like some random person that she didn't know very well, but that's when I learned it's a competition because that person had sent Joan flowers. So Joan had to whip out her dick and be like, no, I got more money. You're getting bigger, better flowers from the more expensive place.
That's a New York thing too. That's a New York and LA thing. I don't think
it's an LA thing. It's very Hollywood. No, that's why I thought it was unusual. I don't know anybody in New York that does that. That is a very Hollywood thing. I see it on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills all the time. And my friends that live there, or I still have friends that are personal assistants to well-known actors. So I've discussed this with them. They're like, yep, going out looking for flowers today.
Yeah, you got to have like 1-800-Flowers on speed dial or whatever that company is.
No, that company, that would never work with them.
Oh, you got to use a local florist?
You got to use the local florist, the florist to the stars, the one that does all the weddings of all the celebrities. You can't, 1-800-Flowers, you're losing friends.
Oh, so it's got to be from that company. That they like. Okay.
Right. The place or whatever the big, and it's always someone's name. It's never like a flower company. Like here in New York, there's a place called Bloom everyone goes to. Mm-hmm. But in LA, it's like, you know, the Michael Jones florist, like whatever it is. It's someone's name and florist.
Yeah. And that's
like
not cheap. But yeah, I'm surprised for a 24-year-old, they woke up early to do breakfast. Usually 24-year-olds don't wake up until like noon.
I know when I was 24, my friends took me out for dinner the night before. We got wasted. Nobody woke up till 2. Mm-hmm. We went and met for dinner again and then went clubbing and we're out all night long, you know, and I think somebody like brought a joint. We were like, oh, my God, we're going to smoke pot. Ah, you know, that kind of thing. But it's, you know, look, she's a mom. She's a mom. She's a businesswoman. So she's a very different 24 than I was. I mean, I was a 24-year-old, like most kids are 16. She's a 24-year-old, like I said, like my 80-year-old grandma.
Yeah, so I'm funny. Very surprised. I was surprised when I saw her age, that she just turned 24. I thought she was in her 30s.
Right.
As long as she's been in my freaking life, you would think that she's in her 30s. Seems like she's been in my life for more than 24 years.
But she's been in your life since she's like 14. So it feels like a long time because she was a teenager when you met her, you know, and now here she is.
Seems a lot longer than that.
I know.
It seems a lot longer than just 10 years.
I know. We've been following this saga for so long, like her relationships and her business and all of her brands and her kid.
How can you fit that into 24 years?
Yeah, no, it's a lot. You're right.
I can't fit half of that into my years.
Yeah.
And she's done all that by the time she's 24.
Yeah, she's literally a mogul. But that's what I think is so funny, because the thing about Paris Hilton that I always liked is that, you know, Paris Hilton is 40 going on 16. She is still, remember I told you I watched her cooking show, and in the cooking show, she was like, that's hot. That's, I don't know what that is. What's a tongue? You know, she's still very much like that innocent little girl that knows nothing and only cares about what she's wearing and who's standing next to her. Kylie Jenner's the opposite. I mean, she's 24 going on like 50. I'm sure she has a retirement plan. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She's got a college fund for the kid.